deal that we have negotiated is the best deal for our jobs and our economy, which delivers on the results of the referendum for the British people. He talks about the political declaration. He calls it a wish list. Now, what he's describing is a political declaration that's been agreed between the United Kingdom and the European Union that sets out an ambitious, broad, deep and flexible partnership. And what does Labour have to offer? 6 bullet points. My weekend shopping list is longer than that.
This is the Arlene Bynum Show on Canada Talks.
The Brexit vote is set to go ahead. No delay so far, although there were more complications. That, of course, British Prime Minister Theresa May, who is under the gun to get this deal to go through. The vote is on December 11th, but there are new newspaper reports that a delay was sought because they thought it may bring down the government. And today we're going to get some analysis on this as we all look towards this vote. It has been a really, really incredible time and an up and down of this story. So today we are going to take a look and do a deep dive on what we know and what we don't know. Off we go. We are joined by Ashley Prime, former British diplomat, managing director of Navigators UK office. Ashley Prime, well, thank you for being here.
Good afternoon or good morning for you in Canada.
All right. It is a good morning. These are tough times for Theresa May, the government, and Brexit. Where do we stand for this vote right now?
Well, I have to say, this is really unprecedented where we are at the moment. I think if you were looking back over the last 2 years, nobody would have predicted we would have actually come to the point where we are now. And the cards remain thrown up in the air. How they land, where they will land, in a sense, is kind of anybody's guess. I mean, Theresa May came back 2 weeks ago from Brussels with the sort of the ink dried on her deal. And, you know, I have to say, you know, she did well. I mean, people, I didn't think, felt that she was going to get a deal, that she'd be resilient enough. And she came out with what she believed to be a good deal for the United Kingdom, that we'd leave the EU next year, 29th of March. We'd pay our legal and financial commitments, which would work out around 50 billion Canadian dollars. We'd leave the single market. We'd put up sort of immigration controls in the UK, so we'd control who'd come in and out of the country. We'd leave the common agricultural policy. We'd leave the fisheries policy. And yet at the same time, we would protect the rights of the EU citizens who remain in this country and UK nationals living in Europe. That was the negotiated deal. Then, separate to that, there was a sort of a political framework which had no sort of legality of this is the kind of relationship that we in the United Kingdom expect to have with the EU after we leave. But of course, that would all need to be negotiated. So she brought that deal back to Parliament, and I have to say, almost vitriol she's received from all sides of the House, from not only the opposition, the Labour Party, predictably, the Democratic Unionist Party from Ireland, the Scottish Nationalists, and from her own backbench, Tory Party. The Tory Party is completely split over this. And at the moment, I would say the chances of her getting her deal through on the 11th of December are minimal, and that's being kind.
Do you think there's going to be a delay of the vote?
Well, that is possible, I suppose. If it looks as if it's just too difficult to squeeze through before Christmas, sort of give the Prime Minister a bit more time. She's been touring the country trying to persuade their MPs to vote her deal. It's either her deal or potentially no Brexit at all. And a kind of cooling off period perhaps over Christmas. But of course, you're just kicking that into that can a little bit further down the road. Brussels is very clear. Look, Theresa May, we've got a deal here. There is absolutely no wriggle room for renegotiation or tweaks in the negotiation. You know, it is what it is, like it or lump it. Some of her Brexit MPs are saying, look, you haven't got a good enough deal. Go back to Brussels, get more. And, you know, Brussels, whilst understanding the position of the Prime Minister, say absolutely not. So it's possible it could be delayed. At the moment, as I said, I just don't think, I just can't see her getting that deal through. And something really, I think, has changed dramatically in the last sort of 48 hours, and that is that there was a vote in Parliament, which she lost three votes, which is unprecedented. The first one really was a contempt of Parliament, which I don't think, certainly not in my lifetime, and I think you need to probably go back a long mm-hmm. time in history to discover when the last time we had a contempt of Parliament. The government refused to publish the full legal yeah. advice provided to them by their own lawyers on leaving the EU. Well, she lost that vote. She lost an amendment which, in effect, gives Parliament the say on what happens post Theresa May's deal if it gets voted down. So Parliament, in a sense, is controlled. The government isn't.
Is there a feeling that this is the week that Brexit dies?
Well, that's possible. And you're hearing now for the first time people perhaps coming to more to the centre ground, talking perhaps about, Brexit now looks very unlikely that it will happen, or a kind of Norway plus-plus arrangement. Now, up until a few days ago, we were hearing kind of Canada plus-plus, which was basically saying what we ought to do is we ought to have a relationship with the EU which looks like Canada's, i.e. it's a free mm-hmm. trade area where there's no tariffs on goods. It doesn't really cover services, and it doesn't really cover some of the non-tariff barriers. So, for instance, there's still a cheese quota between, Europe and Canada. I mean, all really boring stuff, but, mm-hmm. fundamental. Now, the government has been very clear on that. Look, that just won't work. So the Norway model is that Norway is outside the European Union, but it does pay some money into the budget and is part of the single market, but has no ministerial or parliamentarian representation in Europe. So people are starting to talk about Norway. Certainly in the government here, you're starting to hear some of those voices saying, look, this is a good compromise. It takes us out of the EU, i.e. the will of the people has been accepted. We're outside the EU, but we're within the single market, which is a single market for goods, services, capital, and people, which is really important. And we will pay into the EU budget. So, that's a possible compromise, but, Arlene, it's anybody's guess at the moment.
All right. Ashley Prime, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time and tense times in the UK. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.